Indeed, you're listening to the Power of Hour on Radio Islam International. Time for our discussion on nomophobia. We are joined on the line by our guest, life coach Sumaya Kuvadia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, Jaz. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well.
Alhamdulillah. Now, it's amazing that you chose this topic, right? Because there was a video that was out on social media yesterday about this guy, and he lost his phone, and meantime it was in his back pocket or somewhere, and he was looking all over for his phone, and, you know, they have this way of making things dramatic on social media, and now we're discussing this topic. So maybe explain to our listeners exactly, what is nomophobia, Sumaya?
Well, Ijaz, nomophobia is basically the fear of losing or being without your phone, right? You know that anxious feeling when you can't find your cell phone? It has a name, and it's called nomophobia, no mobile phone phobia. And, you know, recent studies have been done, and they said like about 53%, and this is on the increase, about 53% of people are nomophobes, right? So if you're not sure whether you are a nomophobe or not, then I'm sure by the end of this show, people will be able to determine whether they are or what sort of what level are they sitting on.
Yes, they will.
You know?
They will know. They will know more on the subject.
Exactly, because I mean, Ijaz, think about it. You know, do people freak out? You know, we're talking to listeners. Do you freak out when you're separated from your smartphone? You know, that stomach sinking, pop sweating kind of sensation, sort of pulsating through your body. And some people, even when the battery is about to die, that creates so much of anxiety for them. And, you know, people just feel, if I don't have my cell phone with me, and this happens, I think, more with, you know, with the younger generation, with the teenagers.
Yep.
Ijaz, have you ever seen a teenager that's without their phone? They feel like they're completely disconnected and lost.
Yes. So, you know, that brings up a very important thing as well. You know, I noticed this, that some of the youth that are very vociferous on social media, when you meet them in actual real life, they tend to be timid and don't say two words. And you wonder now, wait, man, is this the same person or what's going on here? You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is, you know what, now they have a name. They're nomophobes.
Nomophobes. You know, yeah, but I have to laugh. You know, you mentioned about if a phone was about to die, because I've got one of the older Huawei's, right? And what happens is when it's about to die, it tells you your phone will switch off in 30 seconds. And then if I'm on the other side of the home or wherever, at the office here as well, then it's like this, you know, this whole mission to try and get that phone, the charging point into the phone before it switches off, and it's a whole drama.
Exactly. It is like a drama thing, you know, because sometimes you see people running around from here to there. What are you doing? No, I'm looking for my charger. You know, my phone's about to die. So it's like without that phone, and especially with teenagers, again, I'm bringing teenagers in, but teenagers treat their phones like oxygen tanks.
So, I know, you know what, maybe some people are listening right now and they may be in denial, or they're not too sure yet if they are nomophobes. So what are some of the signs of phone addiction?
Well, this is very interesting, Ijaz. You know, never turning your phone off. Yeah, some people, you really do not turn your phone off. You know, it's on all the time, and you sort of justify, just in case somebody needs to get a hold of me. You know, maybe my child is in school and they need to get a hold of me on some kind of, you know, for some reason or the other. Becoming obsessed with checking for feeds, you know, constantly going onto social media to check. You know, for example, somebody's put up something, I don't know, on Twitter, on Facebook, or, you know, on other platforms, and constantly checking how many likes I've got. You know, what are people's responses to that? How many emails am I getting? Did I have any missed calls if my phone is on silent? You know, sometimes when you're sitting in office spaces and in meetings, people generally tend to switch their phones off. But you just maybe next time notice how many people, even though their phones are switched off, they quickly go and check. Did I have a missed call? Did something come through that I missed out on? Right? How long can you stay without your phone?
Now, that I was chatting yesterday with Janine Shamos, and I told her how I was pleasantly surprised that on Saturday with our youngsters in the tournament, I did not check my phone from 7:30 in the morning till about 3:30 in the afternoon.
And that's very good.
And it's very good. And I did not miss it one bit. And so that is a very good sign. You know, especially a person that's usually on social media like myself, I found that that's cool. It put my mind at ease that, you know what, I don't have nomophobia, or maybe I'm just in denial. But anyway, Smea, what kind of psychological consequences does this dependency have on us?
Well, just let's go into this, right? Think about this. When you're dialing someone, let's say a number that is frequent or maybe infrequent, but you're deciding, I need to call someone up. Do you literally go into that dialing mode and then dial the number? Or do you just go into your contacts and then just press contacts, hit the contact button, and the phone just dials for you?
Yeah, life is easier in that instance.
Exactly.
Nowadays.
Life is becoming easier, but your memory is getting weaker.
You're right. We need
exactly.
the badams.
We don't need to use our brain anymore, because think about it. On memory, it plays a huge role. We rely so much on these external sources of information that at the touch of a button, you can get information. So why bother remembering when my device has it on, right? What this does is that it reduces our motivation and ability to acquire and retain knowledge. So it just, everybody goes like, why bother remembering anything when you can just ask Siri?
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And our brain then tends to treat our phones like our relationship partners. So then maybe it's not so surprising why we experience, you know, that intense distress or that anxiety when our partner falls out of our pocket and onto the floor, or worse yet, misplaced or forgotten. This is just on a lighter note.
Yes. You know, it's very interesting you mentioned about memory, because a week or so ago, I posted a picture of that old address book, that phone address book that everyone used to have, you know, with the thing in the middle that used to move, and then you open it to A, B, or C, whatever. And I remember my marhum grandfather, he used to remember, I think from A to Z, he would know the numbers off by heart, even till, an advanced age, he would still remember the names and numbers off by heart. And we're just speaking about how technology now has made it such that we don't have to remember anything. And you spoke about how dangerous that is.
No, absolutely. Because it's, you know what, if you have to give it a second name, it's a dumbing down device.
So smartphones dumb people, that's what you're saying.
Degree, because think about it, and think about, okay, when you go to different destinations, you know, without having our Google Maps and without having Siri, before we had to learn the destination or go once and then be very aware of
remember.
How you got there, remember your route,
the off-ramps,
remember
and,
your route.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now you don't have to do that because you have a talking device telling you when to turn left, when to turn right, what to do, how to do it. You rely on that completely.
Yeah.
And only by the third or fourth time of going on that route do you remember.
100%. You're listening to The Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. We're chatting about nomophobia. It's a separation anxiety that is experienced when your phone is not near you. Now, Sumeya, how can we rate? Oh, wait, let me read. There's been lots of interactions thus far, Sumeya, on the topic. Let me read a few for you. Sister Farzana saying, not at all. I enjoy the time when I don't have my phone with me. Then Mumtaz saying, a friend taught me, when you're having a meal with someone, don't even look. If it rings, assess the urgency, and attention is the reason someone invited you over. And then Sister Fatima saying, thank goodness, no. I used to, when I was a bit younger, I thought I'd die if I didn't look at it. But as I got older, realization of life and other duties kicked in. So shukr, no worries from me.
And that's so interesting, you know, because I think with, you know, with teenagers, what happens is they're so in that phase of, you know, cell phone addiction. And as you get older, more important things become your priority. So, yes, you're still with your phone, but you're not as addicted.
And also, speaking about teenagers, Sister Asya saying, yes, all the time. Like, she gets this all the time. Then a second upper Farzana, a different one, Sister Farzana, Bismillah Bamji saying, if I had an excellent book to read or if I have a lovely company, then no, I don't even bother looking at my smartphone. It's when I have free time that this usually happens, the topic we're talking about. So yeah, it looks like if people are occupied with actual people and activities, then the phone sort of takes a secondary place.
Yeah, it does take a secondary place, but then remember, that only happens with adults.
Ah, okay. Yeah, nowadays you'll see the kids with their tablets and they're quite content sitting there and playing a game.
Absolutely. There can be five of them sitting together, but sometimes you'll see all five of them sitting on their phones.
Another one here saying from Sister Aisha. She says, I do miss it, especially when I'm waiting for the kids during school rounds or when they playing games. Then she would go to her phone. And another one from Sister Tasneem Basha saying, nope, I relish the quiet.
That's good. That's very good.
Now, Samir, how can we rate our addiction on a scale of 0 to 10 using questions? What questions should we be asking?
Well, Ijaz, you know, just ask yourself, how would you feel if you left your phone at home and spent the entire day without it?
Hmm.
How much of discomfort would you feel on a scale of 0 to 10? Okay. You know, if you're feeling like zero discomfort, very good. You're not a nomophobe. But I think if you're anything above 5, then you can call yourself a nomophobe. Right?
Okay.
Would you feel anxious if you could not use your phone when you really wanted to? Right? Do you feel anxious when your mobile data runs out due to you not being able to access messages, emails, etc.? Because you see a lot of people, their, you know, data bundle is about to run out and now they need more data. Because
yeah, but now the companies are getting sharp. They don't let you know and then just starts chowing from your other money. So, you know, that sort of situation of running out is sort of fading away as well. But I get what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then another thing is, how disconnected do you feel when you can't communicate via WhatsApp or Messenger? And, you know, do you prefer texting than real-time conversations? These are just a few questions, you know, that's going to be able to get you into that space of, let me be able to see how addicted I am to my smartphone.
Finally, Sumaya, what are some tips you can give to people to minimize or control the phone from taking over our lives?
Well, you know, the first thing, Ijaz, that I found very interesting is, and I'm sure many of your listeners are doing this already, you know, try to have cell phone free zones in your home.
Nice.
So if you know that, you know what, your kids are not going to be really sitting in your dining area, don't make that a cell phone free zone. Make a zone where everybody is going to be sitting there all the time or at least maybe a few hours in the day. And that's got to be your cell phone free zone. Another thing is that, you know, sit in silence. Daydream a little. You know, looking at you know, nature outside, it's not wasting your time. Some people feel I'm wasting my time. You know, if I'm sitting still, if I'm sitting quiet, I've got to have my phone in my hand. So you've got to try to create these, you know, these free zones and this time out. When you go out, for example, Ijaz, we are culture of eating out. You know, lots of people dine out.
Yep.
Maybe for once, try to leave your phone at home. Go out and sit there and actually see, when you're sitting with your family or your friends without your phone, what type of conversations do you have? Can you even get into a conversation? You know, because now you don't have your sidekick with you, which is your phone. So these are just a few things, you know, that people can try. And, you know, in closing, the one thing, you know, I'd like to add on, Ijaz, is that, yes, maybe we as parents are not nomophobes, or maybe not to such a degree. But are we creating a generation of nomophobes? Right? Can your child actually stay without his or her phone? Do they, like, literally freak out when you tell them to be without their phone for even just 1 hour? So it's just, you know, these healthy habits that we need to start implementing, you know, into our homes, just to limit that, you know, that usage of devices, so these kids are not so dependent on their devices.
100%. There was something I was going to bring to your attention, but it's just slipped my mind as we were discussing this. But if it comes to mind, I will bring it up. Oh, yes. I think the reason why younger people nowadays are so engrossed in their phones and stuff is because at a more tender age, what happens is that parents see that when they're playing with a tablet or stuff, then they are quiet. So they'd leave them like, oh, that is a solution, you know, to keep them quiet and busy. But what is happening is that culture of, you know, being reliant on that device, being with them all the time, tends to grow with them as they grow up. So it's very difficult to separate the two as they get older. And it is one message that's just come through now. It says, I love when I don't have a phone. It is an
unnecessary.
She says, it's an unnecessary distraction. My dad always disagrees with me because I don't keep my phone on me 24/7. That's the other issue, Samir. You know, Murphy's Law. You leave your phone, that's the day everyone's trying to get hold of you. And, you know, there'll be drama or there'll be an emergency somehow the day you leave your phone. I think that is part of the anxiety as well, that you
there
do not
is.
You want to be accessible so that if there is something that goes wrong, that you are available. You don't want to have that regret like, ah, I didn't have my phone and I missed that call or whatever, you know.
Yes.
So I think that
absolutely we just have to, you know, it's a fine line that we have to draw and, you know, and assess. Certain times, yes, if I'm with my family and let's say we're going out, you know, with the family, just maybe for dinner or something of that sort, maybe if just the dad is taking his phone with, there is no reason for everyone else to take their phones along.
Mm.
Because if someone needs to reach you, there is one person that has their phone with them.
Nice.
So, you know, it's just in this way where we're just minimizing our dependency on our devices.
100%. And Sister Zakira saying as well, we have forgotten how to make conversation and maintain eye contact, real body language, because we're so focused on a screen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's just the screen that is talking. It's our fingers doing all the talking all the time. You know, that's basically what's happening.
Indeed.
And when it comes to, you know, being so dependent on our phones, Ijaz, even nowadays when we do text, our phone remembers certain words that we use all the time. So even our spelling is not using, our brain is not used even in our spelling.
I'm so glad that, I miss the BlackBerry days, but I'm so glad they don't have that. Because I remember the teenagers used to type in that language with the capitals and the small letters. And sure, it was like a different language altogether.
Absolutely.
And now there is some sort of a order within the newer phones.
Samia,
it's been fascinating discussing nomophobia today. Jazakallah khair for enlightening us on this subject and for giving us some sort of food for thought and, of course, some solutions to try and deal with the problem. We thank you so much for your time today. Have a wonderful day going forward and we'll chat again next week, inshallah.
Jazakallah, yes, we definitely will.
Take care now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And that's the end of the Power Half Hour for today. Inshallah, we're back tomorrow for another edition with the workout. And of course, tomorrow, Chef Tasneem Saith, I think she's going to be challenging me. I hope she forgets, but I think she's going to be challenging me to make something. I'm hoping she's going to make the thing, so at least I'll have some sort of idea how to make it and, of course, to taste it. And then I'll have to make it next week or whenever. Let's hope she doesn't remember and this challenge will be delayed somewhat. But I got a feeling she won't. So, look forward to the Power Half Hour tomorrow, inshallah, from myself, Ijaz Khan, and my engineer, Ismail. For today, it's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.